For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge. Congress was in recess last week, meaning some but not all members were holding town hall meetings with constituents back home. Members of Western North Carolina's congressional delegation were not holding such meetings, so residents of Clay and Cherokee counties held their own. It was standing room only at the Clay County Courthouse in Hayesville, as more than 100 locals turned out for a town hall meeting on the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare to many, and what was to become of it. At the front of the courtroom was a row of 5 chairs facing the crowd, 4 of which were filled with event organizers. The 5th chair was empty, and in bold black lettering, Congressman Mark Meadows' name was written on a sheet of paper taped to it. Although the Republican was invited multiple times, organizers said he was a no-show.
We realized about a week ago he was not going to hold town hall meetings.
That's Dr. Brian Mitchell, who's practiced general medicine in Clay County for 40 years.
We asked for a meeting with him in his office in Hendersonville while he was here for the recess. That was about a week ago, and we were told he was not available.
Dr. Mitchell addressed the crowd in the empty chair.
I take my practice seriously and the responsibility that I have to provide health care for my patients. I think Congressman Meadows should take his responsibility seriously to hear from his constituents about the health care needs of the people in District 11.
Mitchell then shared stories of how Obamacare has benefited both Clay and Cherokee counties.
There are several patients in my practice who have Medicaid or should be eligible for Medicaid. These are patients who have incomes of about $8,000 to $20,000 for a year. These are folks who need health care.
One of his patients, he explained, had no insurance or Medicaid, but did have a breast tumor. Her cancer eventually spread to her lymph nodes.
If she had been on a Medicaid program, if she had been diagnosed earlier, she would have a much better prognosis than she does now.
Dr. Mitchell estimates that some 25 to 30% of Clay and Cherokee County residents were uninsured before the Affordable Care Act was passed into law. Today, he says that figure's been greatly diminished in an area where the average age of residents is 50 and the median income is $38,000 a year. Pam Halloran of Brasstown is a small business owner. She was diagnosed with cancer in 2008 and had an insurance policy with skyrocketing rates as high as 18%. She was scared to change the policy because she had a pre-existing condition. That is, until one day, she got a notice that she would have to pay $2,100 a month.
So we decided we've got to do something, and instead of being in a private paid group, we started investigating the Affordable Care Act. And thank God it was there. This is something that's really a helpful thing for a lot of people. I would love to have the insurance policies that our congressmen and our representatives have.
GOP leaders and Congress are slowly unveiling their plan to replace the Affordable Care Act, but many details are still under wraps, including possible drastic changes to Medicaid. Congressman Meadows supports that plan, which is crucial for those pushing the bill. Meadows chairs the hardline conservative Freedom Caucus, which has long sought the repeal of Obamacare. The caucus is large enough to scuttle Republican plans should a repeal bill not meet their approval. And while Meadows was not holding town halls during the week of recess, organizers of this meeting indicate that there will be other opportunities for Meadows to meet with them in the coming months. For WCQS News, I'm Davin Eldridge.